Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and acknowledge God. One, we'll pray the Our Father. Two, we'll take communion and make connection with heaven and all the elements that keeps us healthy and whole. And three, we will go ahead and do our Bible study in Jesus' name. All right. And again, I pray that you're in good spirits. You're all the way live. All things are going good. And you're saying all is well to all the problems. And you're thanking God for all situations, good and bad. And you're allowing Him to give you patience and to pass the test. Pass it. The rewards will be here and rewards in heaven for the accomplishment of that. Amen. I read it this morning in my meditation. All right, let's go ahead and start with the Our Father, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And Jesus took the bread and broke the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we're doing this. We're breaking our bread, Lord, and we're eating it, which is the manna from heaven the Father has sent, Lord. And out of this, we will never thirst again. We will be saturated, pleasantly satisfied. Lord, we thank you for that thirst and that craving that you have put in our hearts. Lord, we just thank you and we give you praise and thanksgiving for these, for your body that's been given up for us. Let's go ahead and partake and of the body of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the cross and see him on the cross. Hallelujah. See him there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You died on the cross for us. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread. The bread of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See Jesus on the cross. See him hanging there. See him bleeding. Hallelujah. And he did that for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you took the 39 whips, lashes to your back, and they cut your back open. Thank you for the crown of thorns that they plunged into your forehead. Thank you for the nails that they nailed in you, on your feet, on your hands. Lord, thank you, Lord God, they spat on you and they spoke all kinds of manner of evil against you, Lord. And he still said, "Father, forgive them." Thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Then Jesus took the cup and said, "Drink this. This is my blood for the remission of sins. Ratify the new covenant." Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for being God. Thank you for coming over here in human form. Thank you for dying as a human. Hallelujah. Thank you that you give your life over as a sacrifice for us and you shed your blood. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your blood. Amen. Amen. And then 3 days later, he is risen. The grave could not hold him. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, not only himself, but he rose all the old saints that believed in the Lord. He raised us up too. Hallelujah. He raised us up with his spirit. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. That illumination, that new man is brilliantly living inside of us. Hallelujah. We have been restored from our original creation from heaven. The Lord has given us back his love, his care. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us. And it's evident in our lives. We don't do the things we used to do. We don't crave those things we used to crave. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All is well in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get into our study today. Today is Luke 24, verses 1, 2, 3. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Luke 24, 1 and 3. Truly, it's time for us to stop looking for the living among the dead. It's time for us to stop wandering around in the cemetery of sin, sickness, and failure, and to step out into resurrection life. Hallelujah. As a resurrected creature, you're no accident going somewhere to happen. Your life isn't just a loose web of events and circumstances. God has specific plans for you. Specific. Hear me. Maybe he intends for you to have the greatest healing ministry of this century, or perhaps he wants to turn you into a tremendous preacher. Maybe he has a revelation prepared for you that will enable you to bless the whole world. But you'll never know what he has in store for you until you put your attention on him. That's why the devil works hard to keep you focusing on the problems of life. That's why he tries to keep your attention turned away from the living word of God. He doesn't want you to know you're full of the resurrection life of Jesus. In fact, the prospects of it terrifies him. Why? Because once you truly understand that you have the life of God inside you, you'll begin to act just like Jesus did. You'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You'll cast out demons. You'll preach the gospel to every creature. In short, you'll be just what God intended you to be. You'll be the body of Christ on the earth. Don't let Satan bind you with the grave of clothes of yesterday's sins and defeat. You're not dead anymore. You've been raised with Jesus. Come out from the tombs and start living resurrection life. Amen. Resurrection life. You know, why did I mess up and mourn so much for my past sins and kept on sinning even as a Christian? Why did I go 14 times to get saved over again, over again? Well, I didn't know this little spiritual tool. You know, my muscles were weak. All I had to do is start doing. Now, I'm not going to understand how the world creates, how everything runs so smoothly, how a child is born in the womb and develops. Millions and billions of things. As a matter of fact, many saints have asked God, how did this all come about? And he told them, I would have to put the whole ocean in a thimble to, you know, to fit all the incredible, all the things that went, chemistry and everything. So the greatest possession that I had and that I could have started doing in my new walk was saying, using my willpower. My willpower and aligning it with God's willpower. Well, then there was something I didn't understand. There's some situation that's not, and I know it, that's not Christian. I would thank God for it. And just acknowledging God and bringing God in the presence and being thankful to him, he was saying, thank you for calling on me, son. I'll take care of it for you. Doesn't matter what. I was calling on God. Thank you, God. You see, the incident and the past incident and everything around and every new incident was already covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I needed to be thankful and thank God for the blood. Thank God he gave it for us. And praise him and thank for the blood. The more I thanked him for the blood, the more I believed in it. The more I thanked him for him crucified on the cross, the more I believed in him. The more I thanked him for my laziness and my inability to believe, the more I believed. See how easy it was. Thank you, God. Why? Because the blood of Jesus, my forgiveness, the cross, it's all perpetual. It just keeps on moving. It's a fact. It's like me trying to steal a hubcap in the sun, and the sun is already radiating forgiveness, restoration. My daddy will fix it. My daddy will cover me. You know, even though if my dad's watching me, everybody's looking at me and I'm trying to steal the hubcap. So I do take it. And then my life doesn't go well. I know it. Then I try to make restitution. And I do make restitution. Maybe I never get God acknowledge him of his hubcaps or anything of that nature. But I do something else. Make a podcast. Take coffee to the park. Work with newcomers, people that are shaking because of drinking too much, sinning too much. Basically, it's just a bunch of sin that people are coming to the park, and they might think it's the alcohol or the drugs or the bills, the poverty. It's a beautiful life, and it works, folks. Thank you, God, for my bills. Thank you, God, for my loneliness. Thank you, God, that I'm bored. I'm bored. How can anybody be bored with so much? See, now my pride is talking. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for coming on here. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance, and give you peace. Today's reading is Psalms 7, 37, 67, 97, and 127. Please read that now. I love you. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and acknowledge God. One, we'll pray the Our Father. Two, we'll take communion and make connection with heaven and all the elements that keeps us healthy and whole. And three, we will go ahead and do our Bible study in Jesus' name. All right. And again, I pray that you're in good spirits. You're all the way live. All things are going good. And you're saying all is well to all the problems. And you're thanking God for all situations, good and bad. And you're allowing him to give you patience and to pass the test. Pass it. The rewards will be here and rewards in heaven for the accomplishment of that. Amen. I read it this morning in my meditation. All right, let's go ahead and start with the Our Father, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And Jesus took the bread and broke the bread and said, this is my body broken for you for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we're doing this. We're breaking our bread, Lord, and we're eating it, which is the manna from heaven the Father has sent, Lord. And out of this, we will never thirst again. We will be saturated, pleasantly satisfied. Lord, we thank you for that thirst and that craving that you have put in our hearts. Lord, we just thank you and we give you praise and thanksgiving for these, for your body that's been given up for us. Let's go ahead and partake and of the body of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the cross and see him on the cross. Hallelujah. See him there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You died on the cross for us. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread. The bread of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See Jesus on the cross. See him hanging there. See him bleeding. Hallelujah. And he did that for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you took the 39 whips, lashes to your back, and they cut your back open. Thank you for the crown of thorns that they plunged into your forehead. Thank you for the nails that they nailed in you, on your feet, on your hands. Lord, thank you, Lord God. They spat on you and they spoke all kinds of manner of evil against you, Lord. And he still said, Father, forgive them. Thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Then Jesus took the cup and said, drink this. This is my blood for the remission of sins. Ratify the new covenant. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for being God. Thank you for coming over here in human form. Thank you for dying as a human. Hallelujah. Thank you that you give your life over as a sacrifice for us and you shed your blood. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your blood. Amen. Amen. And then 3 days later, he is risen. The grave could not hold him. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Not only himself, but he rose all the old saints that believed in the Lord. He raised us up too. Hallelujah. He raised us up with his spirit. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. That illumination, that new man, is brilliantly living inside of us. Hallelujah. We have been restored from our original creation from heaven. The Lord has given us back his love, his care, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us. And it's evident in our lives. We don't do the things we used to do. We don't crave those things we used to crave. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All is well in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get into our study today. Today is Luke 24, verses 1, 2, 3. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Luke 24, 1 and 3. Truly, it's time for us to stop looking for the living among the dead. It's time for us to stop wandering around in the cemetery of sin, sickness, and failure, and to step out into resurrection life. Hallelujah. As a resurrected creature, you're no accident going somewhere to happen. Your life isn't just a loose web of events and circumstances. God has specific plans for you. Specific. Hear me. Maybe he intends for you to have the greatest healing ministry of this century, or perhaps he wants to turn you into a tremendous preacher. Maybe he has a revelation prepared for you that will enable you to bless the whole world. But you'll never know what he has in store for you until you put your attention on him. That's why the devil works hard to keep you focusing on the problems of life. That's why he tries to keep your attention turned away from the living word of God. He doesn't want you to know you're full of the resurrection life of Jesus. In fact, the prospects of it terrifies him. Why? Because once you truly understand that you have the life of God inside you, you'll begin to act just like Jesus did. You'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You'll cast out demons. You'll preach the gospel to every creature. In short, you'll be just what God intended you to be. You'll be the body of Christ on the earth. Don't let Satan bind you with the grave of clothes of yesterday's sins and defeat. You're not dead anymore. You've been raised with Jesus. Come out from the tombs and start living resurrection life. Amen. Resurrection life. You know, why did I mess up and mourn so much for my past sins and kept on sinning even as a Christian? Why did I go 14 times to get saved over again, over again? Well, I didn't know this little spiritual tool. You know, my muscles were weak. All I had to do is start doing. Now, I'm not going to understand how the world creates, how everything runs so smoothly, how a child is born in the womb and develops. Millions and billions of things. As a matter of fact, many saints have asked God, how did this all come about? And he told them, I would have to put the whole ocean in a temple to, you know, to fit all the incredible, all the things that went, chemistry and everything. So the greatest possession that I had and that I could have started doing in my new walk was saying, using my willpower and aligning it with God's willpower. Well, then there was something I didn't understand. There's some situation that's not, and I know it, that's not Christian. I would thank God for it. And just acknowledging God and bringing God in the presence and being thankful to Him, He was saying, thank you for calling on me, son. I'll take care of it for you. Doesn't matter what, I was calling on God. Thank you, God. You see, the incident and the past incident and everything around and every new incident was already covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I needed to be thankful and thank God for the blood. Thank God He gave it for us. Praise Him and thank for the blood. The more I thanked Him for the blood, the more I believed in it. The more I thanked Him for Him crucified on the cross, the more I believed in Him. The more I thanked Him for my laziness and my inability to believe, the more I believed. See how easy it was. Thank you, God. Why? Because the blood of Jesus, my forgiveness, the cross, it's all perpetual. It just keeps on moving. It's a fact. It's like me trying to steal a hubcap in the sun, and the sun is already radiating forgiveness, restoration. My daddy will fix it. My daddy will cover me. You know, even though if my dad's watching me, everybody's looking at me, and I'm trying to steal the hubcap, say I do take it. And then my life doesn't go well. I know it. Then I try to make restitution, and I do make restitution. Maybe I never get God acknowledge Him of his hubcaps or anything of that nature, but I do something else. Make a podcast. Take coffee to the park. Work with newcomers, people that are shaking because of drinking too much, sinning too much. Basically, it's just a bunch of sin that people are coming to the park, and they might think it's the alcohol or the drugs or the bills, the poverty. It's a beautiful life, and it works, folks. Thank you, God, for my bills. Thank you, God, for my loneliness. Thank you, God, that I'm bored. I'm bored. How can anybody be bored with so much? See, now my pride is talking. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for coming on here. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up His countenance, and give you peace. Today's reading is Psalms 7, 37, 67, 97, and 127. Please read that now. I love you.